From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Ferry Anderson. It's Monday, May 6th. Coming up, we'll hear from an NIU graduate student from Palestine who's lending his voice to the students' demand for a ceasefire in Gaza. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A coalition of organizations is suing the city of Chicago for denying a permit to march downtown during this summer's Democratic National Convention. Michael Puente reports.
The coalition is made up of groups that fight for reproductive and LGBTQ plus rights. They want to march on Michigan Avenue in August when the DNC comes to town. The city denied a permit because of the impact on traffic and limited police resources. Ed Yanka is spokesman for the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois, which filed the lawsuit in federal court this morning on behalf of the groups.
Simply denying people summarily the ability to march and hold a march for vague reasons is just not appropriate under the First Amendment.
The lawsuit also names the heads of the city transportation and police departments. The city did not respond to requests for comment. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
The Illinois Department of Human Services is proposing a $14 billion budget for this upcoming fiscal year, which starts July 1st. The agency is seeking over $180 million to go towards housing services for asylum seekers. They're also requesting nearly $140 million to fund welcoming centers, plus a few million dollars for health and social services for migrant children. IDHS Secretary Dulce Quintero says the goal is to build on the work Chicago has done to address an influx of new arrivals.
Our new arrival team works tirelessly, stretching limited resources in the absence of federal investment and coordination.
Since August 2022, the city of Chicago has welcomed over 39,000 new arrivals. State lawmakers have until the end of May to approve the budget. Researchers at the University of Illinois are exploring a new device they say could be like a Fitbit for alcohol. Illinois Student Newsroom's John Shea explains.
The sensors wrap around the wrist and pick up sweat to detect how much alcohol someone has consumed. Alcohol research lab participants going for three lab sessions over 2 weeks, consume alcohol, and wear the bracelets while performing stimulating activities like a bike workout. Rosalie Ruhlman is a senior research coordinator with the lab. She says the sensor technology is fairly new, which is why this study is important.
We would love for these bracelets to be more accessible and more accurate for the average person. We really hope that this really advances the field and helps people to understand their alcohol consumption a little bit better.
The study is still seeking new participants. More information can be found at alcoholresearchlab.com. I'm John Shea, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Fighting Illini men's golfer Jackson Buchanan won the Big Ten Conference Golfer of the Year Award. The junior's win marks the Illini's fourth consecutive Big Ten Golfer of the Year Award and 15th all-time. Buchanan has won two individual tournaments this season, which was tied for the most victories in the Big Ten. He shot a stroke average of 70.65 this year, which ranks near the top five all-time in Illinois golf history. Still to come, we'll hear from an NIU graduate student from Palestine who's lending his voice to the students' demand for a ceasefire in Gaza. That story is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Ferry Anderson. Several dozen students at NIU continue to gather in the center of campus in peaceful protest, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Maria Gardner-Lara spoke with a Northern Illinois University student who finds the crisis hits close to home.
Among the students rallying is Ahmed Ilkatawi. He says seeing college students hold anti-war protests like this inspires him.
Then what's the point of going to school if not standing for human rights, if not standing for international law, if not standing for the life, for the human value of life?
He's Palestinian from Gaza and an NIU graduate student in the College of Education. He arrived prior to the October 7th attack. And since then, more than 34,000 Palestinians, mostly women and children, have been killed.
The intent of killing a group of people for simply being who they are, this is genocide.
This is not what he imagined his stay in the U.S. would be like.
I thought I was coming on a healing journey, but with things like happening every single time on repeat, it seems like you cannot even heal, but you force yourself to actually be motivated so you can keep going and keep your voice like loud so you can talk on behalf of your people when you make it outside.
He says this latest siege is just another chapter in over 70 years of Israeli occupation. He signed up for counseling early on and then soon after canceled the appointment.
When I heard about it happening back home, a genocide, ethnically cleansing Gazans so they can take the land, I was like, it's not gonna happen.
When he headed to the U.S. to further his education, it was the 28-year-old's first time boarding on a plane.
I have met like different people. They were really nice to me. And that's what we are. I mean, we're a human being just like everybody else.
He's completing class projects and final presentations as his mind is on Gaza and his family residing there. His mother is having a hard time finding medicine to treat her diabetes. He says his father has lost a lot of weight.
He doesn't talk much, and because he spends so much time outside the house to provide for the family, it takes him like a lot to think how to make sure that his family doesn't run out of food.
El Katawi says they're relying on canned food from the limited aid that's been permitted to enter Gaza. One of his sisters had her wedding date set. Then her fiancé and his family were killed when their home was bombed. He thinks about his family's mental health, but says right now they're focused on surviving. He says his brother steps out of the house to find water.
And then he comes back home. He tells me, like, I feel tired and I have no energy to keep going. I lost my passion and I don't think I can take it anymore, but I keep forcing myself so I can provide for my sisters and my brothers.
He says families are suffering throughout the region.
All of the families in the north of Gaza are being deliberately starved. And the food we're not actually getting in because the Israeli occupation were blocking the entry of this food. And if you are talking about the south, people are living in tents.
A United Nations report found that over 79,000 homes have been destroyed and over 1 million people have been displaced. El Katawi says living here while his homeland is under bombardment has sprung up feelings of survivor's guilt. And he's frustrated with U.S. policy that supports Israel with military aid.
Especially also knowing how the country that I am in is also complicit in genocide by funding the genocide that is taking place in my home country.
El Katawi says he does his best to stay grounded for himself, for his family, Gaza, and those around him in DeKalb. He says his family were shaken up this week when a house was bombed near their home. And as the semester draws to a close, he continues to add his voice with others, calling for peace in his homeland. I'm Maria Garner Lara.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today, conjured by Michael Puente, Mawa Iqbal, John Shea, Colin Highslope, and Maria Gardner-Lara. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.